Welcome to Deep Dive with Blake and Amy. I am, of course, Amy.
And I would be Blake. So I gotta say, when I first heard about genetic testing and how it could, you know, like tell you why you feel the way you do after certain meals or why some supplements just like don't work for you, I was a little skeptical.
Skeptical? That's kind of surprising coming from you, Blake. You're usually all about the science of things.
I know, but I think, you know, the idea of it being super personalized felt, I don't know, like it was too good to be true. Anyway, I finally caved and tried one of the tests, and get this. It said I have a variant in one of those vitamin D genes, the VDR1.
Oh, the VDR gene. That makes so much sense. That particular gene plays a role in how well your body activates vitamin D. If you've got a certain variant there, it can mean your body doesn't utilize vitamin D efficiently, no matter how much sunlight or D3 supplements you get.
Exactly. Like, I thought I was doing everything right. You know, long walks outside every day, eating leafy greens. But turns out my body's over here like, yeah, we're going to need a little extra help.
That's where something like Root Wellness's D3 plus K2 comes into play. It's not just giving you vitamin D, but the K2 actually directs where the calcium in your body goes, like to your bones instead of, say, floating around in your bloodstream where it doesn't belong.
Wait. So K2 is like a traffic controller for your calcium? That's wild.
Yeah, exactly. And what's fascinating is that this isn't just about your vitamin D levels. It's about the interaction between those genes. For example, VDR might make it harder to activate vitamin D, but then you've got genes like GC or CYPR1, which determine how vitamin D binds or gets transported in the body. If those are impacted too, your deficiency could be even more pronounced.
Okay, wait a sec. So between VDR, GC, and what was it, CYP2R1? How many genetic tripwires are we talking about here?
It can really add up, but that's the beauty of testing. You can pinpoint these exact pain points in your biology and, like, tailor a solution. It's why the precision of supplements like D3 plus K2 paired with those insights, well, it's like finally having the right tools for the job.
Honestly, it's kind of crazy thinking about how much our genes control, like stuff we maybe just chalked up to, I don't know, bad diet or stress. I mean, it's like my body was sending me these help wanted ads like, hey, we need more D, but also some K2 stat.
Right? And stress management, by the way, ties in here too. Some vitamin D and calcium transport issues can actually make you more susceptible to stress. There's even a link between these genes and your circadian rhythm. But more on that later.
Yeah, can't wait to peel that one back. But seriously, I'm sold on this whole genes tell the story thing. My test results were like, hey, Blake, skip the guessing game, okay? Okay, Amy. So speaking of genes telling stories, spill the beans on methylation. What's the deal there? I mean, it sounds super technical, but how does it actually show up in real life for people like me?
Great question. So in simple terms, methylation is like your body's biochemical assembly line. It's a process that turns on and off certain functions in your cells. Things like your energy production, your brain's ability to focus, even your ability to detox. It's all tied into methylation.
Wait, so if the assembly line is messed up, stuff just doesn't get done?
Exactly. And the MTHFR gene, you've probably heard that one tossed around a lot, is a key player here. People with certain variants of MTHFR, like C677T, struggle to process folate properly. Folate helps run the assembly line, so if you're not processing it well, the whole system slows down.
Okay, hold up. Are we talking like total system failure, or more like, oops, we're out of printer ink, kind of slowdown?
More like the latter, thankfully. But even small issues here can lead to fatigue, brain fog, and sometimes even bigger problems if left unchecked. The good news? There's an easy fix. Supplements with methylfolate, like in Root's methylated B-complex, bypass the bottleneck and keep things running smoothly.
All right, that's genius. But what about the other genes you mentioned? FUT2 and COMT. What are they doing? Just watching MTHFR struggle?
Not exactly. FUT2 impacts how well your body absorbs B12, which is another crucial player in methylation. If you've got a FUT2 variant, your gut might not absorb B12 efficiently, leaving you low on energy. And COMT, well, that one's a bit different. It's related to how your body breaks down stress hormones like dopamine.
So if COMT is not working right, am I like destined to be wired and stressed out?
not destined, but you might be more sensitive to stress. And that's where targeted solutions help. For instance, magnesium can calm your nervous system, while something like omega-3 supports brain health and mood regulation. It's these small tweaks that can make a huge difference.
Got it. So it's not about changing your genes, but kind of working around them?
Exactly. I actually have a friend who figured this out firsthand. She had struggled with fatigue and brain fog for years. After genetic testing, she learned she had an MTHFR variant and low B12 absorption. She switched to a methylated B-complex and omega-3 supplements tailored to her profile, and the difference was night and day. She's sharper, more energetic. It really transformed her life.
That's amazing. And also kind of wild, right? Like the answers were there the whole time, just waiting to be decoded. Okay, so we've talked about these genetic insights being like a cheat code for better health, but that also makes me wonder, what kind of risks come with it? I mean, who's seeing all this DNA information once it's out there?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you're dealing with personal data, especially something as sensitive as DNA, privacy becomes a huge consideration. A lot of these companies need you to opt in for data sharing, and many of them use that information for research or even partnerships with pharmaceutical companies. It's why you need to read those terms and conditions carefully.
Wait. So I could be out here just trying to figure out if I need more vitamin D while some lab is out there patenting drugs with my DNA as the blueprint?
Technically, yes, but not all companies operate that way. Some stick to strict privacy standards, like anonymizing your data before it's used. It's definitely worth researching the company you're choosing for testing. Transparency should be a non-negotiable.
Okay, so we've got privacy to think about. But what about the whole, you know, genetics aren't destiny thing? Like, how do we make sure we're not just leaning too hard on what these tests tell us?
That's a good one. While your genes provide the blueprint, they're not the final story. Lifestyle plays a huge role in modulating genetic expression. Think about it like this. You may have a predisposition for something, but what you eat, how you move, sleep, and manage stress can completely change that trajectory. It's called epigenetics.
So it's like having a script, but being able to ad-lib?
Exactly. One of the big takeaways here is that genetic insights can guide you toward precision interventions, but shouldn't create a mindset of inevitability or dependence. These tools shine brightest when paired with holistic habits. It's about balance.
You know, I think I'm really starting to get it now. It's not just about knowing the cards you've been dealt, but playing them smarter. It's like empowering instead of intimidating.
Exactly, Blake. But making those empowered choices also means asking the big questions about privacy, ethical use, and making wellness accessible for everyone. Genetic testing can do a ton of good, but it's not without its challenges.
No doubt, Amy. But man, what a time to be alive, right? We're living in a world where a little swab and a few weeks later, you've got a personalized wellness roadmap. It's kind of mind-blowing.
It really is. And if there's one takeaway from our chat today, it's this. Your body is constantly talking to you. Tools like genetic testing just give us a translator. But it's up to us to make the changes, to live more intentionally, and honestly, to treat our bodies with the care they deserve.
Well said, Amy. And on that note, folks, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into decoding your genetic blueprint. Here's to making smarter, healthier choices, one insight at a time.
Couldn't have said it better myself, Blake. Take care, everyone, and we'll catch you next time.